there's a lot of people that are feeling like lost, and they know that if they knew what they needed to do, that they know that they're willing to do it. The problem is most people aren't becoming an individual that's worthy of knowing what their purpose is.
Right.
You're not going to find your purpose when you're not operating at whatever your current peak is, right? Are you moving your body? Are you eating good? Are you putting good information? Like, raise your frequency so that you can find your purpose. You're not going to find it down in a mental gutter, right?
Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast. We are blessed today beyond measure. You know, Maddie B is back for the round 3,
what
baby.
What is up?
Like, I was literally, when I was running this morning, I was sitting there thinking about you. I'm like, man, God didn't miss, bro. When he made Maddie B, he didn't miss. Here's the thing. He didn't miss, but you were living a life that you were making you miss with your ego. The old story that we talked about, hey, I was this big, burly guy, egotistical, this, that, the other. Like, your actions were missing, but your design was perfect, right?
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, well, you weren't doing the things that you had the ability to do in a positive way on this earth. So God was like, I'm going to take you out at the knees.
Dude.
You know, I'm going to force you to go inward because you can't do anything else when you're laid up in bed and you're paralyzed. Where are you going to go?
Right.
You can't run from anything. You can't run. The only thing that you could do to try to run from the pain is what? Drugs.
Right.
And you had a battle with that.
Right.
And then you what? Had to face yourself again, right? Eventually, right. It all leads to a dead end where you're left with yourself and you got to actually go inward and figure yourself out. And so I was just like, man, God didn't miss. He missed with the way that he was living his life. And then God came in and said, bro, you're here for a reason, and I'm going to show you that reason. You're going to have to go through the darkest times of your life. You're going to have to create a version of yourself that will change literally like thousands of, if not millions of people's lives over the course of the rest of your life, right? Like, I mean, you wear the shirt Inspire, dude. When you speak, that's exactly what you do. When you come up and I see your face, dude, I'm just like, dude, Matty B.
Dude, all I hear's your voice. I'm telling you.
So, dude, like I said, everybody's in for a treat when they get to spend time with Matty B. So you're a blessing, bro.
I got lucky because I know I found out what my purpose was. It took 2 accidents to figure that out. But I now know what my purpose is, and there's no quitting.
So what's your purpose?
To inspire and motivate, period, the end. And to stay in my lane with inspiring and motivating.
What does that mean?
So before, I had an electrical company.
Yeah.
After that, got hurt, focused on walking, became addicted to meds.
Yeah.
And then started a bunch of other different little side grinds, like renting jet skis, just other.
This is why you, like, after you were paralyzed and you were trying to figure out what the hell am I going to do now?
Yeah.
You're like, okay, I'm going to go back into the business side of things.
Yep.
And so you, okay.
Because I'm an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like working for anybody.
Yeah.
I'm already a psycho enough as it is. I'm working for myself, right?
Yeah.
So now staying in my lane means, so now I'm doing podcasts with inspiring, writing a book with inspiring, speaking, inspiring. Getting other people, putting masterminds together now with other speakers. So that's what I mean by staying my lane, where before I was kind of all over the
shiny
place.
Object thing, like, oh, let's try this. Let's do this business, or this can make me money. Rather than chasing more of the money, you're chasing more your purpose.
Right.
And you're okay if you have to stay in your lane and it might take a little bit longer,
dude.
But it's what you feel called to do rather than what the earthly things make you feel called to do. Like, hey, go chase this shiny object. This is going to make you this much money, or that, you know, cool if it makes a bunch of money. But like, if you're not happy with you and you're not feeling like that you're living a life that is impacting other people in a positive way, you're probably not going to get a whole lot of fulfillment. If your life only impacts you, you're not going to get fulfillment out of that. If your life just by design, the way that you live it impacts other people. It's going to inspire you to keep living in a way that continues to inspire other people. Because, like, bro, you have to have people reaching out to you, like, constantly. And be like, dude, thank you for coming to speak.
Oh, all
like,
the time.
Dude, you changed my entire life. Like, oh. I'm better for it. I mean, I think on the second podcast that we did or whatever,
yeah.
I was telling you about homie that I saw at the gym. I'm like, yeah, Matty B's coming into the podcast.
Yeah, he's Braden,
like,
dude, Braden.
Braden, that's who it was.
Yeah.
I was losing who it was there for a second. And he's like, man, he changed my life. And I'm like, fuck, dude. The ripple effect that you're going to have on this earth is just like, we're running laps, but you're lapping me over and over and over and over because
no
like,
way, bro.
Because it's like the reason why I think we vibe together so easily is because like we feel called to do the same thing.
Yeah.
We feel called to tell people how great and wonderful they truly are.
Yeah.
And how great and wonderful life can be, provided you look at it at the right side of the coin. And you start making better decisions, right? Like,
you know, watching you on the shiny things, I chased the shiny things my whole life.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a very good relationship with money. I went from a zero sum every month. And maybe some
paycheck
people,
to paycheck.
Right? Because I made a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I spent
a lot of money. Yeah.
Because I wanted all the shiny things. And I got all the shiny things. And then got in my accident, lost my company. That's when the market crashed. And what? 07, 08,
mm-hmm.
and dude, lost everything. Filed bankruptcy, all my money, gone. My car's gone, everything. So I don't go from a zero sum anymore. You know, first I pay myself every month. I pay myself first, 10%, and then we go from there. So I now realize I'm the most important person.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think the thing that you and I have in common is we're not competing with each other.
No.
Like you're trying to be the best version of yourself today than you were yesterday.
That's it.
Bro, if I try to be Trev, I'm going to fail every time, every single time. You try to be me, you will fail every time. You might get close. I mean, you're better looking than me, right?
I don't know about that. I don't know, bro. You give George Clooney a run for his money over there. With that salt and pepper head.
There you go, right? Yeah. There you go.
It's going.
Turning 49, bro. George Clooney, you better watch out, dude. Matty B's in the house.
And you bring up a good point, 49.
Yeah. Right?
And I'm rebuilding again.
Yeah.
And I'm so it's never too late.
Yeah.
And so many people get stuck in the grind and they lost sight of what they wanted to be.
Yeah.
And then, or maybe they wanted to be this thing and it got hard. And guess what? They quit.
Yeah.
And I know this about you too. You're not going to ever quit.
No.
And I'm never going to quit.
Well, here's the thing, dude. I've seen the other side of quitting.
Mm-hmm.
I've felt that before. I've lived that life before. I've lived the half committed life. Like, I was on a Zoom call last night with the Inner Circle, our mastermind members, right? And I was like, a lot of you guys are pretty good. You're pretty good. And that's like a detriment because you can look around your environment and you might be better than the majority of people in your environment, but you're not great.
Right.
You're just pretty good and you do it naturally. The kid that's pretty good with his baseball team or his basketball team or pretty good here, or pretty good there, like it ends up being the detriment of why they don't ever become great because they don't have to put in great effort because they're always pretty good. They're a natural good talent. Yep. And these people, they go start businesses, right?
Yep.
And they're pretty good entrepreneurs. But they never really face the thing that would make them great.
Right.
Right? They avoid pain, as we were talking about earlier, right?
Yep.
They avoid discomfort. They try to do the things that they're good at. I'm going to relationships or, I don't really like systems and processes, or I don't do that. I'm not this. I'm not good on camera. I'm not, you know, they shy away from the things that would make them feel uncomfortable and they do the things that they're pretty good at.
Right.
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 And so I was just like, I was moving from one house to another and I was sitting there looking at these pictures. I'm looking at me on a snowboard doing this big jump. And then other pictures. Here I am on my BMX bike doing a big no footer just off of the, you know, and here's my skateboard, me grinding down this thing. And when I was 13, I won state championship. right? In baseball. Okay. And so I was like sitting there reflecting. I was like, man, I was pretty good at a lot of things, but what the fuck could I have become if I all out committed,
dude,
to one thing and just becoming great? And I'm like, I felt good enough about myself being pretty good that I never really tested myself and all out committed. I dabbled in a lot of things that I was decent at, but never went all in. And I think that a lot of people are pretty good in one area, but they don't know what the other side of true discipline and going all in looks like. And that right there is the difference between mediocre and great.
Oh, dude.
Is going all in. And I'm watching you go all in on your purpose.
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen maybe in the time frame that we would like it to.
Never.
And you know,
we and thank God it doesn't.
Yeah, but we beat ourselves up. We're like, oh, I want this, I want that, like, and somebody asked, like, well, what's up with the 1,000 days? I said, I want to get lost in the process. It's a fucking buzzword in the success, but get lost in the process, trust the process, you know, all this stuff. It's like, all these people are just regurgitating shit that they read in books or that they hear on social media that's motivational. I'm like, you're not really living it. So, like, I'm like, if I do 1,000 two-a-days in a row, I would have no choice but to get lost in the process, right? Like, if I was focused on that end result the whole time,
right?
Oh, it would drive me mad, and I would probably be like, dude, on a bad day, I'd be like, dude, I still have 700 days left. Like, there's just no way I'm not going to do it. All I did is focus on that day when people are like, hey, what day are you on? And I'm like, I don't know. I would I have to pull up a calculator and be like, okay, well, 2 years, there's 365 days.
Dude, I see you running in, like, the rain, in the snow, in the sunshine,
in
the morning, and all the cool shit you see, though, and you experience, and now your son's seeing what, you know, like, going all in. I'm all in.
Yeah, I know you are.
Yeah.
That's why I was starting to touch on it. I'm like, man, I can see it. And you have like a frequency and a glow.
Yeah,
like
thank you.
It's different.
Yeah.
Like when you look at a human being and you know that they're all in on something is different. And when you're speaking and people come up to you, oh yeah, I'm this, you know, and you look at some people and you're just like, where some people act like they got it like that, or that they're doing it like that. Once you start actually going all in, it becomes far more transparent who's bullshitting.
Right.
And who's the real deal.
Dude, there's no excuses on all in.
No excuses.
There's zero excuses. And I think a lot of people are afraid to go all in because now, like, I'm not afraid. I'm all in. Hey, I'm all in. Am I going to fail? I bet I am. You bet. And I look forward to failing.
Yeah.
Because I'll tweak something just a little bit and I will go again. I call it failing forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll tweak it, go and fail again until I have this well-oiled machine.
Yeah.
And my crew, my wife, my family, my friends, I mean, how can I fail, man?
Even when you fail, bro, you're still winning because of what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Your North Star and your compass is something that very few people have as a North Star and a compass. And that's why they're living a low frequency life is because it's about self and the shiny object and the things and the this, and they're living paycheck to paycheck. I was telling somebody not that long ago, I was like, bro, if I didn't have kids, I'd fucking live in a trailer in the sticks. I get a high off of living like nobody else is willing to.
Yeah.
Because it's undeniable evidence that I'm willing to do what you're not willing to do. So I'm worthy of having the things that you're not worthy of having.
100%.
Right? And so it's like, I would go to the very bottom and just sit in it and actually get a high off of it. Versus when somebody's not exactly where they want to be or have this beautiful house or this beautiful car or this, that, the other, like they feel like they're missing something.
Yeah.
Right. So therefore they get themselves into more trouble.
Right.
By going out there and spending.
Yeah.
And then here's the big, you know, trap that 95% of humans are living in on a day-to-day basis is like, fuck, I want that truck or I want that car. Like a car ends up being just a car. A house ends up being a house. Like what you can go to a $2 million house and then a $5 million and then a $10 million. But when your brain sees it every single day, it eventually becomes normal. Dude. And when it becomes normal, right? Like, it's now expected, and it's no longer a $10 million house. It's just your house.
Do you do affirmations?
I did for a while. I did. Now, like, I decided, I was like, so I every so often I'll write things down,
mm-hmm.
like in a little notebook,
yep.
that I feel is sacred to me.
Yep.
But I don't go do it every single day. At one point, I had a routine after I hit the gym, and I would drive home to go shower.
Yeah.
I would say these affirmation, certain, like the same ones every single day.
Yep.
Positive, influential people want to be surrounded by me. Opportunities are everywhere.
Right.
I live in abundance.
Yep.
You know, like I was saying, yep. these things. I haven't been doing those things. But I also, when I was doing those things, wasn't living the same life that I'm living now.
Yeah.
So it's like my actions are really speaking for me versus just more so the affirmations, right? Like, I have undeniable evidence in my mind that I'm willing to do what other people aren't willing to do. And that gives me a high level of confidence and self-worth and self-esteem. And I feel proud of myself, right? Because it's like, dude, I can go tell anybody, hey, I run 10 miles every single morning to start my day. Just the way that they, like, what? Somebody asked me that today. Why do you do that? And I said, because it's undeniable evidence that I'm not average.
Right.
Period.
And Michael Burnoff, who you had at the RBO, average sucks, right?
Yeah. Yeah. What were you going to say about affirmations? Is that something?
I do it every day.
Religiously
every day.
What are some of them?
So I'll spit it. I'm so happy and grateful that I know my purpose. My purpose is to inspire and motivate. I've inspired millions of people with my story of, triumph over physical, mental, and emotional challenges. I'm powerful beyond measure. I'm unstoppable. I've affected millions of people, allowed them to overcome self-limiting beliefs, find self-love, self-purpose. Because of my abundance, hundreds of millions of dollars are attracted to me. I'm doing what I want. When I want and with who I want. I love who I am. I have a positive impact on every living creature I come in contact with. I'm a badass.
I already think half of those exist.
You know, your affirmations, bro.
You're already a positive impacting creatures. And
they were a badass.
They were. Like, dude, I'm like going to look, like, check. I'm like, okay, the hundreds of millions. They ain't
right,
just
right,
yet.
Right.
But like right here, they there, right? So we talked a little bit earlier, prior to getting on the podcast, about visualization, right?
Oh yeah.
You know, Maddie B. Quadriplegic?
Paraplegic.
Paraplegic. So what's the difference between the
two? So quad would be the four limbs for four.
Oh, gotcha.
Pair would be the two.
Just the bottom half.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
And so I said, you know, Joe Dispenza. He says, oh yeah. And I said, so do you practice visualization? And,
oh yes.
You know, going through. So he's like, oh yeah. So, like, what does that look like to you? And is there like a 30-minute designated time per day, or do you kind of just do it randomly?
I just do it randomly. I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is talk to my body, for sure.
So you're communicating with your body?
Oh, yeah.
In which way? Like,
so I start with my toes.
Okay.
And like right now I'm, like we're talking out.
Yeah.
I'm curling my toes, which I haven't done in 19 years.
Yeah.
But I can feel them move.
Yeah,
I can.
In your mind, your mind, like we were talking about the power of the mind.
Wow.
You're feeling them move in your mind.
Yep.
You're just not physically seeing them, but the feel
is there, man.
That's powerful.
It's there.
Right?
And it's painful.
Yeah.
And I have a different relationship with pain. We were talking about that.
Yeah.
I love me some pain.
Yeah.
Because if think about it, I'm paralyzed below the waist. If I could feel pain in all. Bring it on. That's, I'm feeling, you know, I'm alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll now, instead of taking any type of med, I take zero meds.
Yeah.
So if you touch me somewhere on my legs, my neuropathy, well, it spikes and it feels like your arm coming out of a sleep or putting yourself in cold water. And it hurts.
Just needles, stabbing needles if you touch any part of your leg.
Yep.
Okay.
And now this is 19 years later of doing these affirmations, talking with my body. If you touch me today, it doesn't hurt anymore. Like now my mind interprets that what used to be pain as touch.
Yeah.
And so for anybody else who's a paraplegic, quadriplegic, or has neuropathy in some way, your brain can overcome that. You've convinced yourself this hurts.
You create the label and identify what it is, whether it's good or bad, is what you're trying to say, right?
Yes.
And so the average person looks at pain as what? Bad. Back off.
Right.
Don't do this thing anymore. Stop, quit, give up. This is too painful.
Right.
Then there's the 1% of people that look at pain as like, this is the compass that says full steam ahead, right? Like, let's go, because we're starting to get in a realm where progress is happening.
Yeah.
So you're identifying pain as progress, or you're identifying pain as stop doing everything that you're doing.
And as an excuse.
Yeah, as an excuse. I mean, that's just what it is. And so it's up to us to create these labels and how we use them to our, like, let's be real. We got to play tricks with our mind.
100%.
We have to play tricks with our mind.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it wakes up ready to turn on us every single day. So if you're not, like, battle ready.
Right.
And, like, have your routines and certain things, whether it's your affirmations, you said you do your cold plunges, you go
every
to
day.
Gym, like, you do these things.
Yep.
What you're doing is you're preparing your mind for battle against itself. You're saying, no, I'm a badass motherfucker.
You bet.
I'm showing up today. Sorry. Yep. I know that you want to turn on me. I know you want to tell me I'm not good enough, or I'm not worthy, or I shouldn't be doing these things that I think that I should be doing, right? Like, in your, I'm going to impact millions of people. I'm going to be worth hundreds of millions. Naturally, our mind's like, yeah, right, yeah, right, yeah, right. So, and this is just this mind game
we
have to play.
I don't negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah.
And my mind is a terrorist.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, hey, that water's cold. Look, you had to break the ice out of that thing today. That's going to suck.
Yeah.
That voice isn't even there anymore.
Yeah.
Because it already knows what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
So what's the point in telling me the water's cold? I know the water's cold.
Yeah.
I know the gym's going to, it's 11 o'clock at night and you haven't hit the gym yet. Well, shit. I go to the gym every day.
Yeah.
Let's go to the gym.
So I don't think about the 2 hours of running.
Mm.
I think about what it feels like when I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And so it's like, are we too much in the pain, living in the pain so much that it consumes us? Or are we actually thinking about the pleasure that's on the other side of it? Right? Like, that's the different thing, right?
Right.
And so it's like, okay, that's what I'm talking about in terms of identifying, like, a pain is a good thing because there's something on the other side of this that I've never experienced yet. There's another version of me that I've never met before on the other side of this.
Yeah.
And if I don't get on the other side of it, I'm going to be the individual that I currently am. And I'm always going to be that individual unless I put myself through uncomfortable situations that I've never put myself through before, so that I can see how I respond or how I react or what's on the other side of it. And so, like, dude, it's not as difficult as what people want to make it out to be, right?
Right.
It's difficult in terms of, yes, you're going to have to go through some pain and discomfort, but I'm like, it's all going to be over in 2 hours and I'm going to be sitting in the shower feeling absolutely amazing about myself and,
right,
glad that I did this.
Dude, what's 5 minutes in 35 degree water? 5 minutes.
Eventually, you identify that as the feeling that you have after.
And then the euphoria
the
straight up dopamine hit you're getting from that. Like, they equal it to cocaine.
Yeah.
But it lasts for 2 hours
rather
than that 20 minutes.
So you talk to your toes.
Yeah.
And then what happens from there?
And then I flex my feet. And I tell my legs they're strong, that we're in a waiting game with time, and we will win, that I will win, and that I'll never give up. I believe in them, and that's one day I tell myself I need to be in the best shape. My legs, we need to be in the best shape that we can be in, so that when this is solved, that we're ready.
Yeah,
I don't want to be some overweight, out of shape, dude that's not eligible for to walk again.
So you're putting yourself in the highest probability of success. You're controlling the controllables
and surrounding myself, getting rid of all the naysayers, getting rid of all the negative people. Like, I do not have a negative person in my life, not one.
So did you have to eradicate people?
Bet your ass I did.
Like, people that were close to you, like family close, or friends close, like
all of it.
And
now I'm so positive that it's like oil and water. Like, they like family members.
You're annoying.
Oh, dude. They're
annoying to the wrong frequency.
Yeah. Because I do hard things, man.
Yeah.
But we all do hard things. And so I'm a bad, I know I'm a badass because I do hard things, and you're a badass because you do. And I know you're a badass because you do hard things. I mean, you take anybody, and I mean, this is going to be raw right here, that's in shape. You can't buy a body that's in shape.
Mm-mm.
That's earned.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got all these people who are overweight and they think they're doing all the hard things or all the good things, or they're all in on themselves. No, you're not.
No,
you're not. The first place to start with self-worth is within, how you feel about yourself. And you get more self-worth from doing hard things.
It's not called other people's worth. Rob you. It's called self-worth for a reason. It's all about self.
Right.
And a lot of people try to get self-worth through things, through other people liking them, through fitting in, through, you know, running with certain people because it makes them feel important. Like, I'm telling you right now, nobody could make you feel a certain way about yourself than what you can make you feel about you. And the only way that you're going to feel a certain way about yourself is if you have undeniable history, evidence to your brain that you show up every single day. So here's the hard part about it, is in 1 month, you don't have enough history yet.
Nope.
You're doing all the right things. You're showing up like you should show up, right? You're not feeling the way that you want to feel yet, though. Right. You're not that badass that you hoped that you would be, right?
Right.
2 months, not enough time, right? Like, but after a year, after 2 years, your brain's like, holy shit, they're for real, and this is just who I am.
And you begin, we talk about affirmations. And
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Which do you think is more important? Positive self-talk, get more of that, or getting rid of negative self-talk? Which, in your opinion, and I'll tell you how it is, which one is more important? Positive self-talk or ridding negative self-talk?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. Because we kind of touched on it just a little bit, like, your mind is naturally going to be negative, so you better wake up ready for battle. And part of the battle is positive communication to your, like, hey, like, and part of the positive is showing your mind positive actions that you care enough about you to invest into yourself, right?
Right.
And so, I mean, for me, I think that you're a product of your environment. So if the environment is positive, I think it will rid out the negative. I don't know, though. So I could be wrong. I can't wait to hear it.
If you, it's more important to get rid of negative self-talk.
Okay.
So if you say something out loud, like, I'm the man.
Yeah.
You can multiply, because I said that out loud, you can multiply that feeling by 10.
Okay.
If I say,
I'm just
dumb.
Yeah.
I'm just not smart enough, or I'm not fast enough, or I'm not, you can multiply that by 70. So it's more important to get rid of negative self-talk than any type of positive.
Well, how do you get rid of negative self-talk? You know what I mean?
I'll tell you right now. Here it is. Oh, here it is, bro.
Okay.
It's easy. It's very difficultly easy. So when I was in the hospital,
you had my interest. Now you got my curiosity, man. Let's go. But, you know.
So I'm laying there in that bed, and that doctor walks in and says, I understand you want to walk. And I looked right at him and said, no, you got it wrong. I'm going to walk. And he tells me, you know, I've seen thousands of spinal cord injuries just like yours over my career. It'd be a waste of your time, a waste of my staff's energy. Become independent in your chair. It's impossible, like Mount Everest. Well, what I did is I got rid of that doctor. I had absolutely no need for him. Labeled me. And what I did every time that I heard a voice say, yeah, but he said, you're not going to walk again, I would say one thing: Matt, you're the man. Yeah, but I'm the man. But what about, I'm the man, thousands and thousands of times a day, until after 2 months, I would say maybe even less than 2 months, I believed I was the man, because I told myself thousands of times, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. And guess what,
Trev? Reps.
I'm the man.
Yeah.
I am.
So it's about the reps.
Yep.
So you said thousands.
thousands of times,
not like 10 times.
Anytime I had a negative thought, and no one taught me this. No one did. I just wanted to.
You wanted it so bad that you figured it the fuck out.
Yeah. Like, I can't have negative people around.
Yeah.
I can't have my mom and dad here because they want to take care of their son that's hurt and coddle me, which any parent would want to do.
Sure. Yeah.
And wanted me to move back from St. George back home to Salt Lake City, Utah.
Well, be close.
St. George is home.
Yeah.
You know, that would have been the worst thing I could do. And so I learned how to do hard things. And when it was time to mow the lawn, and I've got a push mower. I mean, the wheels do go.
Yeah.
You know, on the back, I went and mowed the lawn. And when I did hard things, like, holy shit, I can mow the lawn.
Yeah.
I can pull weeds. I can do the laundry. I can do dishes. I can do anything that any able-bodied person can do.
Yeah.
Because I'm the man.
Yeah.
When I left LDS Hospital, there was no doubt I was walking. Zero doubt that I would walk again. Other people didn't believe that. I believed it to my core. And the people that I was lucky enough that the people that I did surround myself with never once said, Matt, you're not going to walk again. They would say, maybe. I had the ones that would say, hey, give me enough money, I'll get you walking. And I paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to walk and traveled the entire world trying to do the stem cells in China and all the things.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I was all in. I went all in on walking and I did it. And go all in and don't be afraid to fail. Like, people are so worried about what other people think.
But if you want something so bad, all of that falls to the wayside. So you stopped caring about what people thought because you were so narrowly focused and that this thing that you wanted was much greater than the opinions of other people.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, I'm going to walk.
Yep.
And then it goes, whoosh.
Yep.
That's where your focus goes.
Yep.
Right? And you're willing to travel the ends of the earth.
Yes.
And speak to whoever you need to speak to.
Yes.
You become far more open-minded to hear all the different opinions and gather information in order to get to your destination, right?
Everything's impossible. Everything, bro.
Yeah.
These cameras, the little phone, the little glass things.
Yeah.
In 93, if you said, look, you could touch on this glass thing and somebody in India, you could talk to face-to-face.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Trev's still on drugs, you guys.
Yeah.
Right? But now look what we do today.
Yeah.
And it all started with a thought. Everything. That's how powerful your mind is.
I know.
And people don't use the most powerful weapon they have, their mind, to go all in and then dare to fail going all in.
When did you have the thought? Because it all started with a thought.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
That you were going to say, I'm going to go inspire people.
Mm.
Like, I'm going to go speak on stages.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a presentation together.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking pull at their emotions.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull them down. I'm going to make them fucking cry.
I'm going to kill it.
And then I'm going to bring them back up.
Yep.
And like, take them through the damn roller coaster. And I'm telling you right now, I've seen many people speak, and I already told you that. And I'm like, bro, you're one of the best that I've ever seen. Like, because of the way... And it's not fully exactly what you say. It's how you make people feel.
Oh, you hit it on the head.
Right? So if you can make people feel and be in touch with and touch the inside, not just their ears, their soul, right? So I was watching it. I'm like, dude, people are fucking crying.
Yeah.
Okay. And then at the very end, they feel inspired. Like,
yeah.
It's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You're moving human emotion at will. And I'm like, that's powerful.
Yeah.
Right. And
I honored that. I don't.
Yeah. You don't abuse it or anything
at all.
That. And it's not like,
it's so precious.
Yeah.
It's my gift. I run into people in town still or wherever. And hey, you came in. I want to introduce you to my family. And I'm like, well, shoot, I'm sorry. I don't remember your name. Oh, well, you wouldn't. I was in junior high school when you spoke. Oh, what did I speak on? I don't remember. I remember when I see you, I remember how I felt.
Yep.
And I feel that right now.
Yeah.
And this is a man who's 25 years old. And I spoke to him when he's 13 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, it's much more important to how you make someone feel than what you say to somebody.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You know, that's my gift.
Yeah, it is.
And another, so when did this happen?
Yeah. Like, so you had your accident, you went through dark times, you drug addict, blah, blah, blah.
Checking
you
know, out, whatever. Escaping.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Don't have to deal with anything.
And then eventually there was, at one point, a thought popped in your head and says, hey, well, what about this? And you were probably like, well, what about that? You know, like, let's poke at this thought a little bit and see if there's something on the other side of it, you know?
It doesn't matter what you believe in, but for me, call it God, call it energy, whatever turns your crank.
Yeah.
Okay? I was told very specifically that I was not reaching my potential, that, yeah, I was doing great things, working at the hospital and working with other spinal cord injuries or TBIs, BK, amputations, but I was not doing what I was sent to here to do. And so in that second accident, I experienced what was after this, man. I did. It's freaking amazing. I don't have faith anymore that there's something after this. That's probably another conversation, because that's
deep.
So on my dash cam, you know, you see that car.
Yeah.
Hit me, we hit head on.
Yeah.
And there's 3 seconds of absolute silence. Like, there's no sound of any sort. So you hear the car hit me.
Yeah.
We impact one another. You hear me breathing deeply, and then nothing. And then for 3 seconds. And I have replayed that a million times.
What I
experienced in that 3 seconds is unreal. Like, there are not words to describe the warmth, the understanding, the compassion, the safety.
It's pure ecstasy, bliss.
Bro.
It's love times 1,000.
Oh, bro.
Acceptance times 1,000.
Yep.
Okay, and I don't, I mean, I'm not, here's the deal, dude. So, a couple years ago, now we're going to go off on a tangent. Buckle up. But, like, it was, shit, man. 3 or 4 years ago, you know, when I was at a low spot prior to saying I'm going to do, you know, 1,000 two-a-days every day, you know, all this running, I'm like, what's my purpose, dude? Life feels hollow. You know, I was making tons of money, and I'm like, okay, now what? You know, so I was like, hey, I'm going to go do an ayahuasca, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, kind of like a mini ayahuasca thing. And so I did it, you know. I mean, I don't want to be like the normal podcast, bro, where everyone does ayahuascas and rice backs of frogs or some shit.
Right.
Joe Rogan, you know. Like, but, you know, I did, because I was like just desperate to find more meaning,
yep.
Right? And I think that we all get to a point in life where we're desperate. It's like, just tell me what my purpose is and I will do it.
Right.
I will give you my all, right? And I think there's a lot of people that are feeling like lost, and they know that if they knew what they needed to do, that they know that they're willing to do it. The problem is most people aren't becoming an individual that's worthy of knowing what their purpose is.
Right.
You're not going to find your purpose when you're not operating at whatever your current peak is. Right? Are you moving your body? Are you eating good? Are you putting good information? Like, raise your frequency so that you can find your purpose. You're not going to find it down in a mental gutter, right?
Okay. Right.
So that's its own message. So anyways, day two, there's DMT, right?
On
those or whatever.
Yeah.
And they said they call it the God molecule.
Yeah.
Okay. So your pituitary gland opens up when you die, and it releases DMT into your system.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. And that is what the euphoria, that experience is that you feel. So we have these drugs in our body.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But what that made me realize is that we are designed perfectly when we come into this earth and when we leave this earth. We're so scared of something that we're just not familiar with. But after that experience, bro, I had a hard time breathing.
Uh-huh.
Like, bro, yeah, I'll get chills, dude.
Yeah. Me.
I was walking towards a light.
Yeah.
Okay. And every step that I took, it was hard to breathe. It was so overwhelming with like love and bliss. And it was like, and then I took one step closer and I didn't feel worthy. And it was just like, I've never experienced this before. I watched an individual do the same thing. They curled up in a ball and started crying. And then in a couple of minutes, they opened back up. And the shaman guy's like, you felt more love, joy, and bliss than you ever have in your life, and you didn't feel worthy of it, and then you finally accepted it. And he's like, that's exactly what happened. And it was like, that when you were talking about that experience, bro,
dude.
Like, we're both getting chills right now.
The truth is,
like,
there it is, right,
dude. Like, And I was like, holy cow, death is a beautiful experience. It's a euphoric experience. And it's and that's what made me realize we are designed perfect. Death isn't supposed to be painful. It's supposed to be the most beautiful thing that you'll ever experience.
And it is it not?
You know, again, and I can't say that this at the other because mine was different than what yours was. But when you were explaining that, I was like, dude, I felt that. Like, literally at the end of the movie Gladiator, when he was walking through a wheat field, walking towards the light, I had my arms out like that, walking through a wheat field. And every step towards the light, it was taking my breath away with how euphoric and how much love and joy and bliss. And I can't, there's nothing that I've ever experienced on planet Earth that has gave that type of, I've done drugs, I've got high, I've done this, you know, whatever. Nothing like that.
Dude. So I've not done ayahuasca or DMT or anything.
Yeah. You've done accidents,
but
two of them.
I didn't even know the first one.
Yeah. That last hit was only 3 seconds, you know, but it was a great three.
Oh my hell. So on that, so what I experienced was, you and I, we've been boys.
Yeah.
For eons.
Yeah.
For eternity.
Yeah.
And so we're all in this earthly experience for average of 120 years. And in the aspect
of... Who the hell's living 120 years?
It's common, bro. And in the aspect of eternity, 120 years is... what we've been told is right. It's less than a blink of an eye. It's that fast.
Yeah.
120 years in eternity. And here we go. We're going into it. The reason why we can't... Now, this was my experience. Mm-hmm. The reason why we can't remember what was before this earthly experience is because eons of information, we could not bring that down with us. And if we had, it would have ruined this experience anyway.
Not everything's going to make sense though, right? Like, and that's the problem is everybody wants it to make sense. And I say this, right? This is how I explain it. If I go to my 3-year-old daughter and ask her to say, tell me what 5 times 5 is, she can't comprehend.
Right.
It's not that it doesn't exist. Mm. Her mind is way too small to comprehend the answer.
Wow, that's great.
And so, like, our minds are way too small to comprehend the answer of why everything's happening the way that it's happening. Like, we're just not there yet.
And guess what?
Eventually, she's going to be 5, 6, 7 years old, and she'll get to the point of being able to comprehend what 5 times 5 is. Eventually, we'll get to the point at the end of our life and move on, and we're going to be able to comprehend everything. Right. So let's not try to understand everything with a very limited mindset. Right.
Yeah.
Just like she can't understand that question that I asked her with her limited mindset. We're just not ready for the answers yet.
You just took me back to day one in the hospital of my first accident and the prayers and the blessings and all the things to take away this horrible thing that had happened, paralysis.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that even mean? I don't understand it. It's horrible.
Yeah.
Let's take it. What a travesty, man. I would not be the person I am today. Probably not married. Because we've talked before. Extremely egotistical.
Yeah.
And the people that are listening that knew me before, they're shaking their head or nodding their heads right now. Yo.
We know that, man.
Oh yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, we know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Something had to humble his ass, and
it had to be big. It kind of had to change his life.
Had to take my legs, man.
Yeah,
to take my legs.
Yeah. So you'll walk again.
Yep.
You know, like, you can't have the attitude and put in the work that you do.
Yeah.
Without having the outcome, and again, the outcome might not be exactly when we want it. But guess what? We talked about it.
Right.
Get lost in the process.
Right.
And that's exactly what you're doing. You're just doing what you have the ability to control.
Yep.
Right. And that's what everybody needs to do. And that's the only way that we can live.
Yes.
Right. What can you get up and do today to get a little bit better? You know for a fact, it's just undeniable evidence that you're getting better. Give your brain that history that you're willing to do what it takes in order to get better. Then by default, you'll believe that you're worth better. And then you'll continue to act better, and the results eventually get better.
Yep.
Like, it's the game. And, you know, that's the only way that I know how to play it. That's the only way it makes sense for me. And it gives me far more fulfillment and peace just knowing, man, I'm going to lay down a good day today.
You know, we've talked about surround yourself with people, and you are the product of your environment.
Yeah.
There's just no two ways about it. It's not a cliche. It is what it is.
Well, if you were born in Mexico, you're probably going to speak Spanish.
Right?
Weird. Right? Yeah. If you're born in France, guess what? If I go move
to
France right now, come see me in 2 or 3 years.
Right. You're going to be speaking French.
That's what I'm saying. And I'll probably have a little bit of an accent or a little bit, you know, like the environment it will, like a piece of clay, right?
And if your circle of friends or whoever you're hanging out with is talking about where they're going, and they don't do shit about it, then guess what? You're not going anywhere either.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about it.
A lot of cool mental masturbation going on.
Awesome. Yeah.
Hey, Trev, let's meet up again tomorrow. Let's have coffee. Talk about this is awesome.
Yeah, what we're gonna do,
right?
Yeah,
or just go do it.
Yeah,
and don't be afraid to fail. So many people are afraid to fail, man. Like, I fail daily.
Let me ask you this: top three life lessons. Right now, you're sitting with a kid right here. I'm just a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm struggling, man. I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. I don't know where I'm going. I'm down and out. I'm depressed. Like, what are the top three pieces of advice you could give somebody that's at a low spot right now?
Not about you. Go serve someone else. Don't stop taking shit personal. Stop taking anything personal. And then surround yourself with people who give you the best opportunity to be successful and go to work. Because if you're in an environment, like if you're down and out,
check your surroundings,
bro. Change, get up and move. I mean, we've talked about the affirmations and mentally, and I'm the man because I'm the man. Start telling yourself good things about yourself. Get rid of all negative people. Like, who has room for that shit in their lives? So if a kid's sitting right across from me and he's struggling, first of all, I'll ask, tell me about what's going on in your life, what's going on, well, this, that, and the other, and my friends and my dad and my parents just got divorced and la-di-da-di-da. Well, for 1 second, think how hard this is on your mom, that she's now going to be a single mother and now got to figure out a way to raise you and your brothers and sisters and keep the family together, your dad, who knows where, or, you know, vice versa. It's not about me, and it's not about Trevor. But what this podcast is doing, it's about everybody listening. Mm-hmm. And hopefully what you and I are doing is helping improve someone's life 1%, 2%, who knows how much, because it's not about me and it's not about you. So I would tell that person, go out and serve. Go out and serve someone. Get out of your own way, get out of your own head, and go and serve somebody.
It's hard to feel sorry for yourself when you're actually serving another individual.
Right. Dude, and in service, dude, you just did it. You smiled at me. That is a form of service. Dude, we can change the world with a smile and eye contact.
Mm.
That costs you nothing.
Yeah.
And I mean, hell. Lift your head up your phone, smile.
Well, I think I said, I don't know if I said it on a podcast or something like that. And I was like, in a store, like, you'll see people smile at somebody. What do? They usually smile back.
Yeah.
Or if you head nod, they usually nod back. You wave, they usually... So what that is real life evidence of the frequency that you're putting at that's bouncing right back, right? So you just smirked at somebody and it doesn't work 100% of the time, right? Some people might be on such a low frequency that it just goes right past them and whatever,
right?
But like that's real evidence right there that when you smirk at somebody and do a little head nod and they smirk and just, you don't even know them.
Right.
Or if you're in a truck, you know, and you do the, you know, throw your fingers up, you know, and then they throw their fingers out or whatever, right? That's like real frequency, just kind of bouncing back and forth, right? So
I would tell somebody that's down, get out of your own way, man. It's not about you. You're going through shit. Guess what? Everybody else is too.
Yeah.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
I think I'm at an advantage. I know I'm at an advantage being in a wheelchair. I get everybody's A game. Everybody's, because nobody wants to be a dick to the dude in the wheelchair. So I truly can't tell you the last time I got a door for myself or the cheese at the supermarket because it's a little too high for me.
You went to the bathroom before the podcast and you got that door for yourself.
Right. Hey, okay, there you go. See,
because I was like, do I need to open the door for me? I'm like, no.
Here you go.
No.
Yeah, you asked, and you're, I'm like, no, I got it. It's a little cramped back there. I didn't want to get y'all tied up in the corner. But yeah, see, that it's crazy. I was thinking about you. You were thinking about me. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I was like, should I grab the door or what? Because it is a tight space right there. And so I was like, you just like, moop, grab the door.
Do your best. Don't take anything personal. The four agreements.
Yeah.
Do your best. Don't take anything personal. Always be honest. Dude, you can overcome anything with honesty. You start lying to anybody, now you're telling lies to cover up your lies or whatever. Just be honest. This is
so true.
Get over it. Get on.
Are you overweight?
Right? Be honest with your damn self.
Are you showing up the way that you should show up in the world? Are you showing up as an employee the way you should? As a boss the way that you should? Like, are you doing the things that you have the ability to do and controlling what you have the ability to control? Are you surrounding yourself with the right people? Like, be honest.
Right.
Are you listening to the right information? Be honest.
Like, could you go out and walk today? Because if you could, I would love to effing do that, man.
Yeah.
Can you go for a run with Trev, bro? Yeah. You know how often I've thought about, man, I know he's running right now. And I know it's rainy and muddy. And I wish I was right there with you. I've thought about you a lot. You know, I'll own it. I know I inspire you, bro. You inspire me.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, you inspire me.
You're a big reason why I run 10 miles every day.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I'm there with you.
So you inspired me. They gave me permission to do something that the old version of me wasn't doing. And now the new version of me inspires other people to do. Yeah. So it's just it's a cool ripple effect. It gives life a little bit more meaning.
Dude, this podcast hits so many people and you affect so many damn people. And I'm honored to be on this thing and be able to get an audience. I've never spoken in front of 30,000 people before, except around this podcast.
I'm on a podcast. I'm telling people to improve. I'm telling them to do better. I'm telling them to challenge themselves. I'm telling them to be honest with themselves. I'm telling them to look at their surroundings and watch what they listen to and who they hang out with and all this stuff. And then I had to be honest with myself. I was giving myself credit for going to the gym, you know, 5 days a week, 6 days, you know, and I'm like, well, what's really been changing?
Mm.
Like, I'm challenging other people to get better.
Interesting. Interesting.
I'm not living in integrity if I'm telling other people to do something that I'm not doing. So then when I started with 5 miles a day, then I went to 6, and then went to 7. Now I'm up to 10, and I've already thought, like, oh, man, I can probably do a half marathon every day. I just need to work on bringing my times down because I've already dedicated 2 hours every morning.
Right.
I just need to be able to do it in 2 hours every single morning. So, like, my mind is always working towards advancing, evolving, growing, challenging myself, seeing what's on the other side of pain. And this podcast has been a huge blessing to me because it made me call, like, I will not stand in front of somebody and tell them to do something that I'm not willing to do, period. Or else I'm just not living in integrity. I have to go home with this mind. Nobody else has to live in my mind with
my
me.
Hell.
And so if I'm having to go home and live with this thing and know that I'm out of integrity and I'm not being honest and I don't have character, like, that's no... I think a lot of people, the reason why they're in a low place or depressed or this, that, the other is because you know that you're not living an honest life or you're not living in integrity. In other words, it could be as simple as you know that you could do more, but you also know that you're not doing more.
Right.
Right. So hence you feel in a bad place because you know that you're capable of more. You're just not executing on it. So why would you be deserving of feeling good about yourself if you're not doing the things that you know you could do that are required to feel good about yourself?
What you're out front about is your health, your fitness, your business, and your family.
Yeah.
That's what I see. So those are the four areas that I see with Trevor. With me, I need to be a better husband, straight up. My wife's went through paralysis. My wife's been through addiction. Now, if you were to tell me, like the other people,
if you through addiction as in watching you.
Right.
Yeah.
And all this shit.
Yeah.
If you were to come up to me and say, yo, Matt, look, you probably need to improve as a father. I sure there's areas to improve, but I killed it as a dad and I'm still killing it as a dad. Probably give you a little chuckle. Like, nah, ask my kids.
Yeah.
I freaking killed it, man.
Yeah.
You tell me you probably need to improve on being a husband. That stinks.
Because there's truth there. Yeah.
And so my little more, what I'm taking from today is, yeah, I need to be a better husband.
That's the truth.
And
if that's the truth, then you need to own it.
Yeah.
And isn't that the only way to get better?
So everybody's a little more is a little different.
It is going to be different.
So be, just do a little more, you guys. Just do a little more.
That's the answer.
Yeah.
That's the answer. And it sucks. I wish it was just like, sit around a little bit more. No, it's actually doing more of the thing that you're avoiding.
Yeah.
Right? Like you're avoiding doing some of the things that you know would make you a better husband.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
You've got littles. And I see you throwing the ball to your son and going out for passes.
Yeah.
And it's dark almost outside. And homeboy doesn't want to quit. Right? And
I'm like, bruh.
Look at the joy. Look at Trev's face. Look at the joy. Look at that pure joy.
Yeah. Well, I dreamed of that moment at one point.
And my kids are old now, 27, 23, and 25. I'm going to be grandpa, by the way. It's going to be badass.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. My kid doesn't ask me to go out and throw the ball with him anymore. He doesn't. I threw lots of balls with my kids.
Yeah.
They don't ask me to do that anymore. So if you're a dad or a mom and your kid is asking you to go throw a ball with them, go throw the damn ball, because there comes a time where throwing the ball, that time's passed.
My son's 8, and anytime that he falls asleep on the couch or whatever, right, if we're watching a family movie or something, and I have to pick him up and carry him to his bed, and he's heavy as shit, try to throw him in his bed or whatever softly, at this point, I wonder how many more times that's every time I carry him to his bed, and I'm like, this could be the last time I carry him to his bed.
Heck, bro.
Right? Like, by the time he's like 10 or 11, I'm probably not carrying him to his bed. I'm going to be, hey, get your big ass up.
Right.
Walk your ass to the room. Like, wake up.
I'd be like, I'm ready for bed. You carry me to bed now, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I'm not saying I'm perfect. We all got areas to improve. And I know that, you know, I'm very selfish in some ways in terms of improving myself. I feel called to do it. And so I'm honoring that calling, and it feels right to me. And my wife is a huge blessing that she's there and supporting that. And my kids get to watch it, and I try to do what I can. But believe me, bro, I get ticked off just like anybody else. You know, I get frustrated just like anybody else. And so nobody's perfect. You know, the idea is perfect isn't what we're saying here. It's just progress. Let's just make it a little progress.
Doesn't exist, man.
Yeah, let's make progress, you know.
Perfect doesn't exist. You don't gotta be perfect.
Bro, if you guys are looking for like the best speaker on the planet, hit up my boy.
I'm agreeing with that.
No, for real. Like, I mean, it is what it is, man. You know, if I can, you know, be compared to Maddie, even, you know, go chest high to this man, like that would be a huge compliment. So he does it unlike anything I've ever seen. And so if that's something that somebody's looking for in their business or something in their organization, like at all, like how do they connect with you?
So let's drop it in the comments below or whatever, but
we'll do it in the bio.
Yeah. So I've got my website up and going.
Okay.
BlanchardInspires.com. You can email me at mattblanchardinspires@gmail.com.
And follow you on?
Yep, on all my socials. Just go hit me up, MattyBlanch3 on Insta, or you just Matt Blanchard on Facebook, same. TikTok, all the things. Come follow me. You'll see me speak. You'll see me do crazy things. Surf, cliff jump, snow ski.
Yeah.
Dude, I live, man.
Yeah.
Just because my legs don't work as well as other people's. Dude,
that doesn't mean you're not living better than other people.
Like, oh, bro, I live.
Yeah.
I freaking live.
Yeah.
I live hard.
Yeah, you do.
It's just awesome. Badass.
Yeah.
It's good to be Matt Blanchard.
Yeah,
it really
is. It is good to hang out with Matt Blanchard, too.
Bro.
Thank you for coming through today, bro.
My boy.
For real. Like, I love it every single time.
Yeah, every time.
Every time's a good time.
It's always something, you know. We always get into something when we're chatting. You know, our brains, we just put them together. And what would be cool is if we put our brains together, we could see it from like a...
Dude,
third party perspective.
That's and watch,
you know what I mean?
That was powerful. That was powerful. Yeah,
he's super cool. So, hey, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. Make sure you're sharing the show, rating and reviewing the show. Hit up Matty B, follow him on his socials. Other than that, guys, keep kicking ass. We'll see you next week.